Hey, want a free Steam key? Head over to mmoing.news.blog and click the giveaway button at the top of the page. And good luck. What's going on, gamers? Jaded from MMOing here, and welcome to the first episode of the MMOing Free-to-Play and Gaming Podcast. Today is November 6th, Friday, 2020, right? And I'm going to go ahead and lay out the way the show is going to work. Now, pretty much at the beginning of the show, every week, I'm going to tell you guys, in fact, every day, I'm going to tell you guys what games are free. So let's jump into that right now. On Epic Game Store right now, you can get Dungeons 3 and Sludge Life free to keep forever. On Humble Bundle, you can get the game Kingdom. On Indie Gala, there's Stellar Interface, Renzo Razor, Dead Hungry Diner, Dynabomb, Ghost Sweeper, Defense of Roman Britain, and Secrets of the Magic Book of Spells. So you can go pick up those games, keep them forever. Indie Gala is the last website I said, just in case I didn't say it. I'm not sure if I did. And then part two, we'll jump right into the news of the day on headlines throughout the internet. So, Humble Bundle is running a big sale on a bunch of the best Warhammer games right now. So if you're a Warhammer fan, it's a good idea to go check out Humble Bundle and see how much you can save on getting some of the games you do not own yet. There's a sequel to Fruit Ninja for some reason. That's interesting. Worms Rumble Crossplay Beta Weekend begins today. Team 17 is coming back with a new Worms game, Worms Rumble, and it is available right now to play for free. Type in Worms Rumble in Google and we'll find it. The game actually releases on December 1st. It will be cross-platform on PS4, PS5, and PC, so you guys can check that out if you're a Worms fan. Worms has been around for a long time, and it's cool that they're coming up with a new game. Cyberpunk 2077 and Adidas are partnering up to make a limited edition shoe. That's correct. You can get your Cyberpunk 2077 shoe if that's the kind of thing you're into. Apex Legends Mobile will be available next year. It's going to launch. World of Warcraft is free to play for returning players this weekend. I will be doing that on my stream on twitch.tv/mmoing. Because I haven't played WoW in a while and I want to pay for it because I don't have time to play it. But if it's going to be free for the weekend, I might as well jump in for a few hours and see what I can do. Today is the last day to enter ESO, that's Elder Scrolls Online's Tamriel Together Guild Contest. If you're an ESO player and you want to enter the guild contest, I'm not sure what the prizes are or what, because I do not read into it, I'm just reading the headline. So if you're an ESO player and you want to join that contest, do it now, because the last day is today. Warframe will make its next-gen debut on PS5. First, so the new version of Warframe, which is basically just an upgraded version, is going to be on the PS5, which is coming out on the 10th. I don't know if Warframe is coming out on the 10th, but the PS5 is coming out on the 10th, and I believe the Xbox One X. Is it Xbox One X? No, Xbox X Series, right? That's going to be coming out, I believe, on the 12th of this month. So a lot of news right now has to do with the PS5. The games are going to be available, certain games that were working and now aren't working, and all the accessories they're trying to sell to you for your PS5 system. Shenmue 3 finally hits Steam later this month. The PS5 comes with 667.2 gigabytes of usable space out of the box. Now, 667 gigabytes does not sound like a lot, considering the games are probably somewhere between 60 to 90 gigabyte range. So you'd probably fit about 6 games on there. We'll see about that. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered has arrived. Kerbal Space Program 2 has been officially delayed again until 2022. So all you Kerbal Space Program people that are waiting for the second game to come out, we're going to have to wait a little longer, or kind of a lot longer. Grab triple rewards in Target Assault Races in GTA Online this week. So if you're playing GTA Online, you want to get your triple rewards, go play the Assault Races. After ages of allowing it, Blizzard is taking steps into ending multi-boxing. Now, multi-boxing is where you play multiple characters with one computer. Some people actually set up several systems to play multiple characters, and some people have up to 20 or 30 characters playing at the same time in WoW. They are now going to crack down on that and start stopping it, and it's funny because it's been 16 years, because that's their 16-year anniversary coming up right now for World of Warcraft. So it's very interesting that now they're going to say no more multi-boxing. But we'll see how that works out. This stuff is from actually November 2nd. I had labeled it because I didn't do a podcast. It's the first podcast. I might as well get into it. Oculus Quest 2 pre-orders outpaced the original Quest by more than 5-1. Actually, it probably says 5 million. I'm not sure. Either way, the Oculus Quest 2 is actually very unique and awesome because it's a Rift and an Oculus Quest in one. You can play wirelessly or you can connect it to your PC and use your PC power to play all the Oculus game library. So it's really cool because it's a 2-in-1 system. And I'm upset that I have the Rift because wireless play sounds so much more fun than having a wire stuck to your head. HyperX launches an affordable and compact USB microphone for streamers. I put this on here because I am a streamer and I was looking into getting a second mic, and these ones start at $60. Right now, the go-to mic for a starter streamer is usually the Yeti, the Blue Yeti, because the Yeti is about $100 to $120. You can get the Pro for a little over $200, but they're very, very high-quality microphones for the price. This is supposedly a microphone by HyperX that is affordable. It's about $60, and it's probably just as good as the original Yeti. So we'll see how that works out. Sounds like something I might look into because I do need some more mics for my podcast guests, which will be happening after this pandemic thing ends, hopefully. Turn-based League of Legends RPG is coming early in 2021. Yes, League of Legends is coming out with an RPG, a turn-based RPG. It's funny because they came out with their card game not that long ago. And League of Legends has been around for a very long time. It's been top-rated on Steam for a long time. A lot of people play that game. And the card game didn't do too well. Looks like they're going to be trying an RPG, turn-based RPG now. So that would be interesting to see. It looks like it's coming early 2021, so we will keep an eye on that. Middle-Earth Shadows of Mordor will lose its online play. After 6 years after release, this game's been out for a while, they're taking away the online features. I'm not exactly sure what those are because I haven't really played too much of Shadow of Mordor. I believe I played the first game for about an hour or two on the stream once, but it was a free-to-play weekend for that game, and I do not own that game. But then again, actually, I may own that game at this point. Humble Bundle's very generous. $12 a month, you get $300 worth of games. $12 a month. Guys, check out Humble Bundle. I'm not sponsored by them, just saying. Good deals. Die by the Blade smashes Kickstarter goal to bring one-hit-kill sword game. It's a sword-fighting game. And it's the most realistic sword-fighting game of all because when you get stabbed in the face with a sword, you don't lose a little HP. You actually die. So it sounds like it could be cool. It smashed the Kickstarter goal really quickly. I do not know exactly what this game's about, but it seems like there are a lot of people excited about it and are willing to put their money down to get this game going. So you can check out the Kickstarter page. It's Die by the Blade. Ubisoft's Avatar game has been delayed. I didn't even know they were making an Avatar game. Vampire the Masquerade Battle Royale title is coming in 2021. They're going to be having a Vampire the Masquerade Battle Royale. I'm not sure if that's going to be free to play. I believe Vampire the Masquerade you have to pay for. So I'm not sure how that's going to be integrated, if you need to do both or you can play the free version of the Battle Royale. We shall see. That will happen at some time in 2021. That's pretty much all the news for the day as of right now, and I'm probably just going to leave it there. This is kind of the first episode. This is kind of the flow of the way things are going to happen. I'm going to give you the headlines. If you want to look into something, go look it up. You can check out all my stuff at mmoing.news.blog, or check out my Twitch channel at mmoing... Wait, what? At twitch.tv/mmoing. If you'd like to leave a message for me here on Anchor, you can go to anchor.fm/mmoing/messages. Or maybe just message. I don't know. Play with it. I will see you guys real soon. And I will be having more features in this podcast. There will be a lot more people talking. For instance, me and Zeoblade are going to be doing a lot of conversation after the game news. Probably be talking about the game news and what we're doing and what we're playing. And that's kind of the hopefulness. It'll probably happen once a week on maybe Saturdays or Sundays. But these podcasts I'm going to try to do about 10 minutes a day. So hopefully you guys got some information. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Please, please keep MMOing. Alright guys, the following is a quick test to see how well my recording when I'm talking to Zeoblader will be. I called him in his car for about 2 minutes just to check it out, and I'm going to go ahead and play that here on the stream so you guys can hear what it's going to be like when we actually do have our conversations. I'll probably be doing something better than that soon, but for now, go ahead and listen to that. That will be coming right after this message from our sponsor.
Hey man, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I know you're driving. I just wanted to test this. So right now, I'm just recording. I'm not actually, it's recording our conversation into my podcast app.
Cool.
So we could do like a gaming podcast again because you've been gaming again. I just wanted to test it and see if it worked.
For sure. I'll be done.
So, yeah, I mean, it could just be like whenever. A little bit here and there, and just throw episodes out when we can.
Okay.
But I've been listening to the MMO and free to play gaming podcast stuff. The stuff we used to do was good. Like, it's really entertaining. And I want to do something. And at least this way I can do it through my phone so I don't have to have my computer. Okay. All right. I love you, man. I just was testing. I'm going to go. And we'll figure this out like at a time when you can actually spend like a half hour. We can talk about something.
All right. I'll talk to you later then.
All right, man. Have fun.
Bye.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please support it by hitting those follow, like, subscribe, and share buttons. For links to my Twitch, my YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook, and all my other social media, check out the website at mmoing.news.blog. Thanks for listening.